I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH in Boston. On Sunday, Lebanese voters go to the polls in a critical election. They're choosing a new 128-seat parliament. The country is deeply divided between two camps. On one side, there's the U.S.-backed coalition that looks westward. On the other, there's the coalition that includes the militant Shiite group Hezbollah. It's backed by Syria and Iran. The race is tight, but if voters choose the Hezbollah coalition, it could have a profound impact on U.S. and European support for Lebanon. Ben Gilbert reports from Beirut.
In Lebanon, political affiliation dictates just about everything, even the honking of a car horn. Here in Beirut's Sassine Square, one particular honk, and one side of the square tonight, is reserved for supporters of former General Michel Aoun. Aoun's party is allied with Hezbollah to form Lebanon's opposition. On the other side of the square are supporters of the U.S.-backed March 14th coalition. They also have their own honk. This neighborhood is one of the places where Lebanon's tight electoral race will likely be decided. Due to the country's complicated power-sharing system, only about 30 seats are up for grabs. Those seats are in Christian areas like this one, and in the mountains above Beirut, where the election has even divided a family. Elias Mukaiber is a candidate with March 14th. He's running against his first cousin, Ghassan Mukaiber, who's allied with General Aoun and Hezbollah. Elias says the biggest issue in the election is Hezbollah's militia and its stockpile of weapons.
We are against the Hezbollah policy in Lebanon. The main problem with Hezbollah is that it is implementing an Iranian agenda in Lebanon.
Elias Mukaiber says Hezbollah should turn in its weapons to the Lebanese army so the Islamist group can't start another war with Israel like it did in 2006. His cousin and political rival, Ghassan Mukaiber, says Hezbollah should keep its weapons for now. But he says this isn't really the election's central issue. Ghassan says when his party wins, it will focus on fighting Lebanon's endemic corruption and reforming the legal system.
I believe that our group in the post-election period will also stand for completing the architecture of a Lebanese constitutional and institutional system to make it more democratic, more effective.
But at this point, it's not clear who will win. Analysts say the election will be extremely close. That's led to rampant vote buying by both sides. One woman, who didn't want to give her name, told me a candidate called and offered her and members of her family $5,000 to switch their votes. But she says even though it's a lot of money, they turned him down.
Actually, we need the money, but we don't sell our vote.
There are other ways of buying votes. In Lebanon, there's no absentee voting, so expatriates from Dubai to London have been offered free flights home, as long as they vote for the paying party's candidate. Paul Selam at the Carnegie Middle East Center in Beirut says this could have an impact on the election.
In some of the districts, it could be decisive. Flying in an extra plane load could give you that 50 or 100 votes that you needed. You know, it's neck and neck in many districts, so they're pulling out all the stops, and wherever they can make a slight difference, they're going to try.
A Hezbollah coalition victory would pose a dilemma for the United States. Washington has given more than $500 million in military and other aid since 2005. Last month, on a visit to Beirut, Vice President Biden said Washington would evaluate its assistance to Lebanon based on the composition of the new government and the policies it advocates. Analyst Paul Salem says if Hezbollah and its allies do win, and March 14th refuses to take part in their government, Lebanon could face international isolation, like the Syrian government in Damascus and Hamas in Gaza.
There would be no breaks, as it were, no accommodation there. And I think both from the Gulf countries and from the U.S., they couldn't but dramatically reduce their support, their enthusiasm, and so on and so forth to such a government.
But, Salem notes, in the end, the Lebanese government may not look that different after the election. The winning coalition would only hold a 4- or 5-seat majority. As long as both sides are willing to compromise, Lebanon's relatively peaceful, if dysfunctional, status quo should remain. For The World, I'm Ben Gilbert in Beirut.